Despite that, Alabadi has managed to make only a tiny dent in the dizzying graph during his time in office. He describes the anti-corruption fight, his main election promise, as somewhat overwhelming. "People are calling on me to put corrupt people into prison," he says. "Where do you start? Perhaps some would reply with the biggest culprits, yet that could include powerful figures and leave Alabadi himself politically vulnerable. No one really important ever goes to jail," says Kirk Sowell, head of a Middle East-focused risk consultancy. "If Abadi cracked down hard, there would be blood in the water." Yet, on the streets of Baghdad, patience is wearing thin. Many Iraqis are too young to remember life under the hated dictator Saddam. About 40% of Iraq's 37 million people were not even born when the U.S. invaded in 2003, according to UN statistics. Young Iraqis do not necessarily see themselves as having been liberated. They simply want a good government and decent prospects. "I want to get out of Iraq because I see no future here," says Mustafa Jassim, 25, a qualified fine arts teacher working as a juicer in a downtown Baghdad market. Al-Abadi says he sees job creation as urgent. One obvious way to employ large numbers of Iraqis is to begin repairing the war damage. In February, representatives from dozens of countries and hundreds of companies gathered in Kuwait for a conference on reconstructing Iraq after years of battle, which devastated large parts of Mosul and shattered infrastructure elsewhere. "Done successfully, it could be a peace dividend," says U.S. Ambassador Douglas A. Silliman, speaking from the Green Zone. "Abadi is focusing not on rich donors, but on reshaping the economy," he says. "He is trying to give people hope that tomorrow will be better than yesterday was." 2 weeks earlier, Al-Abadi had told me it would cost about $90 billion to rebuild the country, a job he believes is key to halting another onslaught. In late January, he invited time to sit in on a closed-door meeting in the Old Palace with ambassadors from the U.S., Britain, Japan, the U.N., and others to discuss the upcoming Kuwait conference. He warned the diplomats that rebuilding Iraq quickly and effectively was crucial not only for people's daily lives, but also in order to stave off further terrorist threats. "It is a huge task," he told them.